Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Thursday, September 17th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, Cheyenne Mariah Baker has a local warrant for failure to appear for possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia or use, attaching tag not assigned, and fleeing or attempting to elude. If you know of any information regarding Cheyenne Mariah Baker, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on their free mobile app. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office is also in need of your help in finding Juan Carlos Mendez Jimenez, who was last seen on September 14th in Wauchula, Florida. If you know of any information regarding his whereabouts, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Aftermath is paying it forward to teachers and educators who go above and beyond to educate, mentor, and connect with their students each and every day. Nominate your teacher or educator and win $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000 in grants. To enter, submit a 60-second video or a 100-word essay with photos highlighting the qualities that make your teacher or educator awesome and why they deserve to win these grants for their online or in-classroom initiatives. Visit aftermath.com/education-grant to learn more. Your local events. Tomorrow, your Hardy Wildcats will play a non-conference home matchup against the Clewiston Tigers. Game time is 7:30 p.m. Remember to practice social distancing. Come on out and support your Hardy Wildcats. If you would still love to support but do not want to get around the crowds, we have live coverage of this game available on AM 1310, FM 102.1, and around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs in Hardy County? WellPath in Arcadia is looking for a custody technician, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of experience in law enforcement or security. Operating computers and using automated security and surveillance systems is required. Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green is looking for a first assistant golf professional. The first assistant golf pro is instrumental in organizing and implementing golf events, tournaments, outings, leagues, teaching clinics, and other golf programs designed to improve the club's products and services, as well as its competitive position in the marketplace. And Lakeside Neurologic in Wauchula is looking for a gate guard. A high school diploma or GED is required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather mostly cloudy. Temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 78.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 79%. Heat index 99. Wind south at 13.8 miles an hour. The visibility is 10 miles. And the altimeter read 29.92 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs. Last update is 6:48 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, scattered showers this morning, isolated thunderstorms, numerous showers this afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour this afternoon, chance of rain 60%, heat index values up to 105. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. Friday, numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms, highs around 90, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%, heat index values up to 105. And Friday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, west winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Bug-eating birds can help farmers reduce populations of damaging orchard pests. According to University of California research, the project showed wintertime feeding behavior by the beneficial birds reduces larvae of the coddling moth, which can damage walnuts, almonds, and other crops. Some birds can themselves damage crops, but researchers say in nut orchards, the benefits of attracting beneficial birds outweighs any risks. In a letter sent to the U.S. Trade Representative, the National Potato Council and several state organizations requested the federal government increase tariffs on frozen fries imported from the European Union. In the letter, according to PotatoCountry.com, the NPC cites a 500% increase in volume and more than 600% increase in value of EU frozen fry imports in just the past 5 years. The trend is driven by lower cost imports, and the price disparity is impacted by factors like EU ag policies giving their potato growers advantages U.S. farmers don't have. California Citrus Mutual is commending the Trump administration's plan to protect domestic growers of seasonal produce. The Citrus Group tells ThePacker.com low-priced imports have previously caused a substantial market disruption for the California citrus industry during its marketing season. In 2017, low-priced citrus imports from the Southern Hemisphere increased 40% over 2016, causing significant price declines and harm to California growers.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you. AgCareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on AgCareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on AgCareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The Southeast is a premier growing region for peanuts, but at certain times, Mother Nature doesn't always cooperate. Hot and dry conditions in peanuts can lead to the presence of aflatoxin caused by fungi, which can render the crop unmarketable. Dr. Charles Chen is a professor at the University of Auburn. He's trying to breed more drought-tolerant peanut varieties in hopes that this will mitigate potential aflatoxin issues.
My assumption is if we can improve the drought tolerance, we may have reduced the aflatoxin.
Dr. Chen is using DNA sequencing to select for genes associated with more drought tolerance.
So we already make a lot of crosses in my greenhouse of that population, and we will use that population to discover the gene association with the drought tolerance. And once we find that gene, we can develop a molecular marker. We use that marker as a selection tool to select the drought tolerance plant. From there, then we breed a new variety has the drought tolerance.
Dr. Chen has been working in peanut breeding for 13 years after working in soybean genetics for 15 years before that. His important work is funded in part by the National Peanut Board.
Crop inputs, irrigation equipment, livestock insurance options. If this is the language of your business, you should talk to a lender who speaks it too. We're Northwest Farm Credit Services. Financing and insuring agriculture is what we do. And our deep understanding of the industry allows us to pass on useful knowledge, from insights to trends and weather patterns, to help our customer members succeed. So if we can help your business, give us a call. Northwest Farm Credit Services, here to help you grow. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender. When it comes to agriculture, anything can happen, and it usually does. At Northwest Farm Credit Services, our business is safeguarding yours. We provide a variety of crop and livestock insurance options, and our agents don't just know insurance, we know farming too, which means we know what it takes to keep you up and running, even if the unexpected occurs. So if safeguarding your business sounds like a good plan, give us a call. Northwest Farm Credit Services, here to help you grow. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. It was a higher open this morning for Wall Street, with traders awaiting the latest update from the Federal Reserve. They're also reviewing the latest retail sales data. Retail sales rising 0.6% last month. It marked the fourth straight monthly increase in sales. And investors are not really expecting anything major from the Federal Reserve, which will be announcing its decision on monetary policy later today. The Fed expected to almost certainly hold short-term interest rates right where they are, near zero, and Treasury yields fell today. Package delivery giant FedEx helping to lead Wall Street higher after the boom in online shopping during the coronavirus pandemic drove stronger profit growth, stronger growth than expected in FedEx's latest quarter. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The LA Dodgers are the first team to clinch a playoff spot of the pandemic-shortened season. They beat San Diego 7-5 Wednesday as the seven-time defending NL West champion Dodgers opened a 3.5-game lead in the division by winning 2 of 3 in the matchup of the NL's two best teams. Dodgers relief pitcher Dustin May, with 5 innings of 1 earned run ball, says the team worked hard to earn a playoff spot.
It's something you grind for the whole season. I mean, this season's a little shorter, but I mean, we had to grind in the quarantine zone, so you're still going to feel super excited. I mean, we're super excited to be in the position that we put ourselves in and excited to see what the future holds.
Padres, meanwhile, are closing in on their first playoff berth since 2006.
Brett Sutter and three relievers combined in a two-hitter as St. Louis beat Milwaukee 4-2. Ryan Braun's three-run homer in the first helped the Brewers win the second game 6-0. This is Esser in Sports. Cincinnati blanked Pittsburgh 1-0 as the Reds completed a four-game sweep. It was New York 5, Philadelphia 4 as the Mets erased a four-run deficit. In the American League, New York clobbered Toronto 13-2. The Yankees hit a season-best seven homers and had another overpowering start by ace Gerrit Cole, who carried a no-hitter into the sixth. Since losing three in a row, Cole has turned things around.
Yeah, it's a fickle game. I mean, it can change really quickly. It's a game of inches.
New York moved a game and a half ahead of Toronto for second place in the AL East with the top two teams insured spots in the expanded postseason that begins less than 2 weeks. Minnesota beat Chicago 5-1 to pull within two games of the Central League White Sox. It was Kansas City 4-Detroit nothing. Texas 1-0 over Houston. Interleague Finals. Luis Garcia hit a two-run homer the 10th, helping Washington beat Tampa Bay 4-2. It was Oakland 3, Colorado 1, Baltimore 5, Atlanta 1, Miami 8-4 over Boston. The Cubs beat the Indians 3-2 and 10. Arizona down the LA Angels 9-6, and it was San Francisco 9, Seattle 3. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your motivational quote for the day: if you think that you are too small to make a difference, try sleeping with a mosquito. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.